Welcome in to the 58 West King Fantasy Football Podcast. This is our Week 6 NFL and Home League recap episode. I am your host, Tony, your favorite Italian slash Mexican. For those of you who have me on Facebook, you know that I delivered on my heritage this weekend. Yeah, I grabbed my plumbing and my irrigation tools, and I patched up a 1-inch sprinkler line that I may or may not have punctured with a damn bounce house stake. I'm not taking any questions on how that happened at this time. Anyways, on tap for today, we've got our weekly recap of our home league matchups. But first, your favorite co-commish, Matt, with the NFL Week 7 rundown.
This is the 58 West King Week 6 NFL score recap. I'm Matthew Graham. Let's get into the scores on the Thursday night game. We had the Buccaneers going to Philadelphia. Buccaneers win this one 28-22. Eagles rally late to ruin the bettors' hopes if you bet on the Buccaneers. Otherwise, for the most of the game, a one-sided affair. Tom Brady, 297 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Leonard Fournette, 22 carries, 81 yards, and 2 scores. He also had 6 receptions for 46 yards. Antonio Brown, 9 receptions, 93 yards, and a touchdown. Other side of the ball, Hurts, 115 yards through the air with a touchdown. He also had 2 rushing scores to go along with 44 yards rushing. Next game we have the Dolphins at the Jaguars in London. The Sunday morning game, Jaguars win this one 23-20. Trevor Lawrence, 319 yards and 1 TD through the air. James Robinson, 73 yards on the ground to go along with a rushing score. And Marvin Jones, the week I don't play him, of course, 7 receptions, 100 yards, and a touchdown. Other side of the ball, Tua, 329 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Jacoby Brissett did have 1 throw in this game, but 1 for 25 yards. Not a whole lot going on the rushing side. Receiving, Mike Gesicki, 8 receptions for 115 yards and 0 touchdowns. And Jalen Waddle, 10 receptions, 70 yards, and 2 scores. Vikings at the Panthers. Vikings win this one 34-28. Kirk Cousins, 373 yards for 3 scores. Dalvin Cook is back, 29 carries for 140 yards and a touchdown. Adam Thielen, 11 receptions for 126 yards and a touchdown. Justin Jefferson, 8 receptions for 80 yards. This offense was humming. Other side of the ball, Sam Darnold, 207 yards, 1 touchdown. He did throw a pick. Chuba Hubbard, in McCaffrey's absence, went 16 carries for 61 yards and a touchdown. And receiving, DJ Moore, 5 receptions for 73 yards. Then we go to Chargers at the Ravens in what was supposed to be a close AFC slugfest. Baltimore wins this one handily 34-6. Lamar Jackson, 167 yards, 1 touchdown. He did throw 2 picks. But on the ground, Devontae Freeman, 9 carries for 53 yards and a touchdown. Latavius Murray had 9 carries for 44 yards and a score. And Le'Veon Bell had 8 carries for 18 yards and a touchdown. Talk about a who's who of running backs from the past scoring today against the Chargers. Oh my word. On the other side of the ball is Justin Herbert, 195 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. He also had 2 carries for 12 yards. Austin Eckler struggled, 6 carries for 7 yards. Keenan Allen had 5 receptions for 50. Again, they had 1 touchdown and missed extra point. Not a whole lot going on there for the Chargers. They came back down to earth. Next game, we have the Rams traveling to the New York Super Giants. Not so super today. Rams win this one 38-11. Matthew Stafford, 251 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Darrell Henderson, 21 carries for 78 yards and a score. Cooper Kupp, 9 receptions, 130 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Robert Woods and Darrell Henderson also added receiving scores. Other side of the ball, Daniel Jones did play, 242 yards, 0 touchdowns, 3 INTs. On the ground, Devontae Booker, 0 touchdowns. He did have 41 yards. And then everybody starting running back won this week, Elijah Penny, 3 carries, 15 yards, and a touchdown. Sterling Shepard was the number one receiver, 10 receptions for 76 yards. No scores for him. Next up, we have the Texans at the Colts. Colts win this one handily, 31-3. Carson Wentz, 223 yards, 2 touchdowns. Keep staying out there, Carson. The Eagles need you to keep playing. Jonathan Taylor, 14 carries for 145 yards and 2 touchdowns. T.Y. Hilton back from the dead, 4 receptions for 80 yards. Paris Campbell was a recipient of a touchdown, as was Mo Alie-Cox. The other side of the ball, Davis Mills, 243 yards, 0 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And on the ground, Mark Ingram Jr. had 18 carries for 73 yards. Next up, we have the Chiefs at the Washington. This normally would have been the Chiefs versus the, and this would have been a classic battle of whose name is more offensive. But in this game, Chiefs win this one, 31-13. Patrick Mahomes, 397 yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. Darrell Williams, 21 carries for 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. And Travis Kelce, 8 receptions, 99 yards. Tyreek Hill did have 76 yards receiving and a rushing score. Other side of the ball, Tyler Heinicke, 182 yards and 1 score. He did throw a pick. On the ground, J.D. McKissic, 8 carries for 45 yards. Antonio Gibson, 10 carries for 44 yards. And J.D. McKissic was the leading receiver, 8 receptions for 65 yards. Ricky Seals-Jones was the recipient of that lone touchdown throw. Dick Seals-Jones, classic football name. Next up, we have the Packers at the Bears. Packers won this one 24-14. Aaron Rodgers, 195 yards and 2 touchdowns. Aaron Jones, 13 carries for 76 yards. He did have 4 receptions for 34 yards and a score. And Devontae Adams, 4 receptions for 89 yards. Next game is the Bengals at the Lions. Bengals win this one 34-11. Joe Burrow, 271 yards, 3 touchdowns, and a pick. Brandon Allen threw 1 touchdown pass for 7 yards. And on the ground, Mixon, 18 carries for 94 yards. Ja'Marr Chase leading again in yards, 4 receptions for 97 yards. Mixon and Evans both had receiving touchdowns as well. Other side of the ball, Jared Goff, 202 yards, 0 touchdown, 1 pick. DeAndre Swift, 13 carries for 24 yards and a touchdown. And that's about all that was going for the Lions. Next game we have the Cardinals at the Browns. The real deal 6-0 Arizona Cardinals putting a beating on the Cleveland Browns. Cardinals 37-14. Kyler Murray, 229 yards and 4 touchdowns. Those touchdowns went to A.J. Green, Christian Kirk, and 2 to DeAndre Hopkins. Solid day for that receiving core. Other side of the ball, Baker Mayfield, 234 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 pick. Kareem Hunt, 14 carries, 66 yards. He seems to do better when Nick Chubb is playing. And then receptions, Donovan Peoples-Jones, 4 receptions for 101 yards and 2 scores. Next game, we have the Cowboys at the Patriots in what was an exciting game. Just ask Josh Dallas.
Great Scott!
Cowboys win this one 35-29 in a walk-off TD in overtime. Prescott goes for 445 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 pick. Zeke, 17 carries for 69 yards. Nice. And CeeDee Lamb, 9 receptions for 149 yards and 2 TDs. Huge day for him. Huge. Other side of the ball, Mac Jones, 229 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 pick. Damian Harris, 18 carries for 101 yards and 1 touchdown. Ramondre Stevenson also got into the end zone on the ground, and Kendrick Bourne was a recipient of one of Mac Jones' touchdowns, as was Hunter Henry. Next game we have the Sunday night football game, Seahawks and the Steelers. Steelers win this one 23-20 in overtime. Close game. Ben Roethlisberger, 229 yards and a score. Najee Harris had 24 carries for 81 yards on the ground. He added 6 receptions for 46 yards and a touchdown through the air. Deontay Johnson, 9 receptions for 71 yards. Other side of the ball, Geno Smith, 209 yards, 1 score. Alex Collins had a good day on the ground, 20 carries for 101 yards and a touchdown. And DK Metcalf led the receivers with 6 receptions for 58 yards. And in our Monday night matchup, we have the Buffalo Bills traveling to the Tennessee Titans down in Nashville. Titans win this one 34-31. A missed 4th-and-1 attempt by the Bills late sealed this fate for them. Really exciting game. Let's Titans, Ryan Tannehill, 216 yards, 0 touchdown, 1 interception. Receiving, A.J. Brown had 7 receptions for 91 yards. Big player here and who continues to dominate. Derrick Henry, 20 carries, 143 yards, and 3 scores. He is your PPR running back number 1 for fantasy this year. He continues to kill it. Other side of the ball, the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen, 353 yards, 3 touchdowns, and 1 pick. Devin Singletary, 5 carries for 27 yards. Emmanuel Sanders, 5 receptions, 91 yards. Stephon Diggs and Cole Beasley both had touchdown receptions. And that wraps up Week 6 NFL scores. Back to you, Tony!
Thank you, Matt. It's always a treat when we get to hear that sweet, sweet country road voice of yours. No one takes it home quite like you do. All right, in our first matchup, we had taking on Dak to the Future.
Great Scott!
In this matchup, Smoothie fell asleep at the wheel, and he started Dallas Goedert, who was out with COVID. Not likely that would have mattered, though, as Josh took this one 128-94 behind Dak's 31, Mixon's 23, and Stephon Diggs' 19 on Monday Night Football. Josh moves to 4-7 lifetime against the Smooth One. Next matchup, we had
Boner Jams 03
taking on GNTs.
No! Kelly Clarkson!
This week, the Boner Jams 03 was more of a softcore HBO flick that you could barely see through your parents' static. Just poor writing, terrible music, and excessive dry humping. Not what you want, especially in a week where Trey shows up and drops 128 points. Trey won this one 128-69. Well done. The GNTs had 27 from Leonard, RB1 Fournette, 19 from Sutton, 15 from Mark Andrews, and 15 from Zeke. Matt falls to 1-5 against Trey all time. In our next matchup, we had Just Here, No Fine.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Taking on the Tinker Stinkers.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people.
Not much to talk about in this beating. Wayne won it 136-97. Greenhill needed about 70 from Josh Allen on Monday Night Football to get the win, but he got just 30. Wayne had 31 from Cooper Kupp, 26 from Adam Thielen, and 19 from DeAndre Hopkins. Wayne runs his lifetime record against Allen to 5-1. Next up, Meaty Clackers took on the Vinegar Strokes. Not a bad week from Nate as he scored 120 and he did not have Christian McCaffrey. The problem was he ran into the Meaty Clackers. Brandon scored 140 with big days from Captain Kirk Cousins, who had 30, Dalvin Cook with 23, Mike Gesicki with 17, James Robinson with 17, and his Indy defense with 15, which was a pretty good stream option this week. Nate did get 33 from CeeDee Lamb, but no other standout performances. Brandon is now 5-1 against Nate after his win this week. Lots of 5-1 lifetime records these last few matchups. Next up, Otter Job. Took on the Peeping Tomlinson.
Big Ben, Ben, spend the cheese.
This matchup was decided on Monday Night Football with Derrick Henry continuing his dominance in 2021. Albert won 138-120 behind Henry's 35 points. He also got 25 from Kyler Murray, 20 from Noah Fant, and 24 from Jalen Waddle, who had two touchdowns in that matchup. Julian had fine days from Marvin Jones, Darrell Henderson, and Christian Kirk, but he got stiff-armed to the ground this week by Albert. Albert and Julian are now 3-3 lifetime.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening.
And in the main event, we had the Banana Stand.
That don't impress me much.
Taking on the Inglorious Bastards. I think my days of being the main event are over for this season. I'm also considering changing my team name to the Banana Shack and giving three bananas away for the price of none. Jason beat me handily in this one, 111-80. He had 30 from Jonathan Taylor Thomas, 19 from Antonio Brown. Well, I got 25 from Jalen Hurts, and that was it. Jason improves to 4-5 lifetime against the Banana Shack. On to our standings. In the Axis of Evil division, Nate remains atop at 4-2, followed by Albert, Trey, my team, and Josh, all at 3-3. And then Alan is in sixth in our division at 2-4. Over in the Allies Tummy Sticks division, Wayne continues his unbeaten campaign at 6-0 in first. Jason is in second at 4-2. Smoothie and Matt are in third and fourth at 3-3. And in fifth and sixth, we have Brandon and Julian both at 1-5. Next week is week two of these division-on-division matchups. This round, we were even at three games apiece. All right, that's it for week six, guys. We're on to week seven in our next episode, which should be out Wednesday or Thursday. Please keep an eye out for that. And please give our Axis of Evil division leader a download, follow, subscribe for his show, the Taco Corp Fantasy Football Podcast. That's the Vinegar Strokes, a.k.a. Nate Molinay. And he's also on Twitter at Taco Corp Pod and at Naderade530. We'll talk to you guys in a few days. Goodbye.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home. Place I belong, West Virginia, Mountain Mama, take me home, country roads.
The fact that you've listened this long says a lot about you. You probably sang along the whole time too, didn't you?